Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, I am back. I'm sure you are wondering whether I still live in Lagos at all or whether I'm back now, whether I'm, what's the word I'm looking for now, Nigerian Post correspondent. Foreign Affairs correspondent. First of all, I was in Qatar for the WISH conference. Then for the last 2 weeks, I was in the US to cover their midterm elections. It was an amazing experience, I have to say. Big thank you to the US State Department for inviting me. Thank you to Doris. Thank you to all the other FPC officials. Isabella, thank you so much. Meg, thank you. Thank you to Tayo, who works with the Public Affairs Department here in Lagos at the U.S. Embassy, U.S. Consulate here in Lagos for thinking that I would be the perfect person to go and do this. So thank you so much for making the tour seamless, making the tour productive. Lagos, you're going to be seeing more reports from my tour in the coming days. I've already written a number of articles that you can go and read on our website. Our website is Nigeria Info 99.3. I also did a number of reports, and you can check those out on my Instagram, Ezekwesili. So much happened while I was away. Meanwhile, before I even get into what happened in Nigeria while I was away, Lagos, you know, while I was traveling, my body was just paining me. Like, my mind was just peppering me. My bone was just nafikom. That's Igbo for it. Was just twisting me, paining me. Do you know why? I flew through at least 4 airports in the space of 10 days. I passed through at least 4 airports, right? And these airports were both local and international, right? And none of the airports in Nigeria, both our international, our local, none of the airports in Nigeria had the amount of traffic that the airports that I flew through had. Like, you take, for instance, the small airport in North Carolina, right? It had way more travel traffic than our international airport. Like, there were way more people, there were way more places to eat while you were checking in. It was just like a better built airport, way more terminals. It was such an easy journey, right? And then I landed in Nigeria. The day when I landed, I didn't smell akpu, so that's good. I did smell pee, though. There was pee and Izal smelling at the arrivals, right? No, well, after the arrivals, when you get to immigration, there was pee and Izal smelling there, right? And then you get to immigration, the AC isn't working, so you're sweating. In these other airports, and these are some really hot states. I was in Arizona. Arizona is a very hot state. Like, heat, no, they do you inside airports. So even if the process is taking long, you don't mind. You know, you're not complaining that much. At least for a Nigerian that is used to suffering. And then, like, you get to the Lagos airport, it is so hot. You get to immigration officer, oh, madam, how was the journey? Oh, how are you? You know, that small talk that we do. I typically don't mind it as long as you don't start asking me anything for the boys. And then I get to customs. And customs is not really interested in even searching my bag. Customs is more interested in, oh, what did you bring for us? And it made me start thinking, okay, well, how do they catch all those people who come back home with drugs? Like, if you just roger custom people who are at the airport asking you, sister, anything for your sisters, anything for your brothers, most of them will not search your bag. Because they're essentially expecting you to hand them something and then they will look the other way and then you keep going. You know, so like the experience, the difference was so stark. And the reason I was mentioning the traffic at these airports, you know, in the different airports that I was at and comparing them to the traffic here in Nigeria, is when you think about the comments from Hadi Sirika and Emefiele, the CBN governor. Hadi Sirika is the aviation minister. Emefiele is the CBN governor. You think about comments from these two people about, oh, the airports can go away, the airlines can go away if they want because you collect their money, you don't give them back their money, first of all. But yes, anyways, these men saying to these airlines, oh, you can come out if you want come out. You can carry your airlines and come out. We don't even need you. Our business is the biggest in the Guinea, Guinea, Ghana, Ghana, Ghana. I was just angry. My body was just peppering me like somebody that they injected with oxytocin or something. I was very angry because it was so wrong. Oh my God. They were so wrong on that count. And I know that I talked about it on the show at the time, you know, but there's a difference between when you're talking about it and you're sharing data and when you're seeing it with your korokoro eye, that even their local airport has way more traffic, way more people traveling here and there. They have way more travel hubs than Nigeria does. And yet we're doing shakara with people's forex. We don't want to give them their money. We're telling them blacklist us, if they want to fly into Nigeria again, they should go ahead and not fly into. Wow. But anyways, enough of my rant. Let's come back to the show. Second hard fact of the day, 57,000. That's how many nurses have left Nigeria in the last 5 years, according to the National Association of Nigerian Nurses and Midwives. All the time we talk about a brain drain of doctors, but the brain drain is across many medical professions, especially nursing. Our nurses are in demand globally. And they're traveling through our Aizal and peace-smelling airports and landing in, like, really great airports that smell great and are clean. And you know what was amazing about these airports? With the crowds that you had there, crowd control was beautiful. I know there was a lot of talk about, like, the crowd control at Heathrow and how it was a mess during COVID. But the airports that I flew through in the past 2 weeks, crowd control was so organized. It was so orderly. Ah, brethren. We deserve good things, oh. We deserve good things. Those that have good things, they don't have two heads. We deserve, oh. We deserve. Anyways, if you're tuning in for the first time, I promise this is not how it goes. It's usually more straightforward. And hey, you're here alongside 1 million Lagosians. They cannot be wrong. They chose this show. They choose this show every single day. So thank you for listening. I've got a great show for you. Let's talk about the federal government finally delivering food and other flood materials to Bayelsa last week. Then let's talk about the CBN's message to the unbanked about their old Naira notes. The unbanked are people in rural areas who don't have bank accounts. And then let's talk about Lagos State's health commissioner saying that 60% of state hospitals are in bad shape. Don't even get me started on the hospitals I saw. Oh my gosh. On Checkpoint, Chukwudi will be here to talk to you about security issues. And on the big hard fact, let's talk about the road to 2023. So much has happened while I was away. Let's talk about the PDP and APC trading words over Tinubu's alleged criminal record in America. We'll also talk about Labour Party's accusations of thuggery by other parties. We'll talk about Kwankwaso saying that he'll pay salaries without borrowing. So much to come your way if the adverts allow us. As usual, we'll have news updates at the top of the hour, every hour. But let's get started with today's big weekend Lagos, shall we? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. And these are your hard facts.
The Big Three.
On Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
How would you rate the federal government's flood response? How would you rate the federal government's flood response? It's the big weekend, not the big three. But you know, sometimes when you travel, you forget where everything is supposed to go. That's what happened to me there. Can the central bank execute the Naira redesign effectively? Do you think they can? If the state health ministry says 60% of health centers are in poor shape, have they underperformed in 4 years. It was a big weekend, Lagos. Let's talk. The federal government has finally gotten flood relief materials to Bayelsa State. Before I went to the U.S., Governor Doyediri was dragging the federal government for not prioritizing Bayelsa State, even though all 8 local government areas were flooded in Bayelsa. I told you how Sadia Farouk, the humanitarian affairs minister, said that Bayelsa wasn't the most affected state. Anyway, the federal government's relief materials finally arrived on Thursday. NEMA says the materials were stuck in Oromi, that's, you know, in Edo State, sorry. They were stuck there for 3 weeks. Apparently, the federal government was trying to deliver the materials by road, even though we all know that East West Road was flooded and cut off. And remember, they initially told us that the Air Force would be airlifting the materials into Bayelsa. So what NEMA and the Humanitarian Affairs Ministry should be clarifying is, Obeni, what changed? How come the original airlift plan was abandoned and instead the materials were sent by road to get stuck in Edo State for 3 weeks? The Delta State government is also complaining about the federal government's slow response. SSG Patrick Oka says that the federal government has sent some relief materials, but no financial assistance yet. Delta State has 35,000 displaced persons, I think. Yeah, 35,000 from the flood. And they are in about 10 camps statewide. And Delta State is worried about next year because Nimitz says that the flooding could be worse next year. So we need to start planning actively for that. So, for example, Oka is asking the federal government to start planning for dredging of the Benue and Niger rivers so that the rivers can carry more water without overflowing. There's also a need to open up more of the small channels that carry water from the Niger to the ocean in the Niger Delta. And of course, holding dams, come on, they have to be built. But that one will take more than a year. It's not going to be done in time for the flooding next year. Oh, the Delta State government says it's going to publish names very soon of private citizens and private companies that donated to flood relief. Nigerians, you know, seem to have really stepped up for other Nigerians, you know, with this flooding situation. I'm really happy about that. They've really gone above and beyond to help their neighbors in need. Speaking of private donations, Bola Tinubu just donated 40 million naira worth of relief materials to victims in Edo State. You know that, of course, we've been seeing lots of donations from some of the presidential candidates ever since the flooding hit. So that's a quick update, a quick roundup, if you like, of the flooding situation in Bayelsa and Delta. What do you think about the relief materials only arriving in Yenagoa on Thursday? What do you think about that? What do you think about NEMA saying that the materials were stuck in Edo for 3 weeks? Does it make sense for the materials to have been stranded that long? Especially because everybody knew. I mean, you hear the news reports, you see social media, everybody was talking about how East West Road was cut off. You know, Bayelsa was cut off from the rest of the country through East West Road because of the flood. Does it make sense for materials to have been stranded for that long? How would you assess the overall flood response from the federal government? Meanwhile, here in Lagos, I'm hearing that there are people who are in Abulegba who are also affected by flooding. They're talking about the impact on their businesses, the impact on their lives, the impact on their health, and the story is quite sad. So if you're here in Lagos and you're also affected by flooding, I'd love to hear from you. The numbers are the same, I hope. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. That's for women. 0700-993-993-993 for men. For women, 0145-7190. Hello, thank you for calling us. What's your name?
Comrade.
Comrade, good to have you on the show. Thank you.
I'm giving government the capital or capital zero, like those who are waiting to give us for primary school, for the late response of flood issues in Bayelsa and Damo. Concerning the central bank issue, please, I think I want to buy a cow for orphanages this year. Let them stop 20 money to 10-1. Every time they're going to tell me they declare profit. They cannot put money for ATM. Concerning the health issues, I will ask my sister because she's a doctor. I will ask him. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
My name is Sheikh Mbalugun. I'm on Gabriel. I'm from Ogijo. I call myself Gabriel.
Welcome. Now, good to have you on the show.
Now, if I go, my response to flood issue might be a bit slow.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, if the flood does not happen in the state, it happens in several states.
Right.
Now, the question I want to ask, what are the state government themselves doing? Because everybody looking at federal government for everything. How about the state the governors who are elected and to take care of their children.
That's
what
right.
have the state governors do? What have they done concerning issues around their citizens within the state?
Right.
The flood did not just emanate overnight. It's been like that for several years.
Right.
Now, what have they done as a means to checking the recurrence of that of this flooding in their own state?
Right.
The federal government level might be slow. Why? Because what they are looking at is overbearing.
Right.
How about the state government? The specific point. What have they done? What are they doing? God bless you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got messages on Twitter. Let me take a look at some of them very quickly. This one here says, Sandra, welcome back. Anytime I come back to Nigeria, there's deep-rooted hatred for the system. Anytime I leave, it's as if I'm going to heaven. 60% of hospitals are bad, but this is the best that we can get. The federal government responds, I will rate them 5%. Joy forever with that message there. We've got WhatsApp, by the way. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
You have Emmanuel on the line.
Emmanuel, welcome.
Welcome back. This one, Nigeria Info, don't turn you to President Buhari, so.
Thank you.
On the flood issue, the data the federal government used is disappointing.
Okay.
To say Bayelsa State is not among the top 10 most hit states by the flood. They've not released the parameter, how they came about that data. We are waiting for it. But good one, at least they've sent some materials, as you said. But coordination needs to be effective. And again, for next year and the years to come, I hope they will do something meaningful to stop this and to stop the stress and the troubles they've put our people into. Thank you and good afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling us and good afternoon to you. We've got messages on WhatsApp. Let's take a look at some of them. Here is this one that says, Sandra, the most important topic of discussion today from last week is the Tinubu drug case in the U.S. and the Deloitte company in the U.S. that he claimed to work for, saying that he was never a staff of Deloitte. But Sandra is discussing flooding instead. What can be more important than the Tinubu drug case in today's Nigeria and the way forward? Don't worry now. Calm down. Didn't I mention that we'll talk about that eventually? That's coming up. 5 p.m. Stick around if you want to talk about it at 5 o'clock. Here's a message from Tony in Birmingham, Alabama. Tony says, as a matter of fact, I've been missing your program. I want to comment on the airport experiences in Nigeria. There's a very vital and most embarrassing practice by all manner of uniformed men and women, being the first set of people that the passengers encounter the moment they open the airplane door, are international airports and precisely MMIA Ikeja. Okay, well, talk about it. I'm listening. We've got a message here. Did you see those Nigerians in the U.S. without paying any money? What are you talking about? What Nigerians in the U.S. without paying money? We've got a message here from Kenny, not Jodubega. Kenny says, good to have you back. I saw all your enjoyment on Instagram. It's good that the federal government responded, even though their response was slow. At all, not in bad pass. So I will rate them 5. All right. Thank you for your message. We'll take one call and then we'll take a break. And when we come back from this break, let's talk about the CBN's message to the unbanked about their old Naira notes. If you have a relative in the rural areas, you need to listen to our second story. 99.3, hello. That's unfortunate. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Gabriel from Ikoyi.
Welcome, Gabriel from Ikoyi.
Yeah. The man is to travel to Bayelsa. It's not from that Bayelsa, Bayelsa, to Bayelsa. where the problem lies is just our village between Lokoja and Benin.
Mm.
You can spend 2 weeks on that road. If trailer tankers park everywhere, the road cut off. It's not the flood that do. It's just a normal bad road. I can't go to my village. If you go with people manage go now, can I take you to one place? Motor coming from Lagos, drop you for one place, can I will not take you to farm road to go round and round and connect to your own community. No vehicle, no small vehicle going there anymore. Between Benin to Abuja, look at that expressway. No small boat to go there. All you want to take a kidnapper route. The old road, you want to go and pass through old road. You can spend 2-3 weeks. Nobody is talking about it. Nobody is talking about that road. That, we had that trailer trap, that container coming from Abuja. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling. Quite incredible, huh? Okay, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, let's bring you our second story. By the way, if you just tuned in, hello to you. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. This is the big weekend. On the big weekend, it starts from 3 p.m. every Monday. We bring you all the big stories that broke over the weekend. And our first story that you just heard Gabriel commenting on was the federal government finally delivering flood relief materials to Bayelsa last week. This is Nigeria Info. Don't go away.
More talk, news, and sports after this.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. How will the Naira redesign affect the unbanked? I've been thinking about that question quite a lot because the CBN has made it clear that all our old Naira notes will be worthless by January 31st. Now, for me and you, it's not a problem, right? We just have to go to a bank, deposit it in our own bank accounts, you know. But what about people that don't have bank accounts? Where do they drop their own old Naira notes before the deadline? Was it early this year or maybe last year? I didn't realize that there were a lot of people who actually didn't have bank accounts. So my cleaning lady, for instance, she doesn't have a bank account. I used to have to pay her cash until one day I was like, excuse me, please. You know, you're stressing my life. I cannot be carrying cash because I want to pay you salary. So please help me. Eh? I now made it like an incentive. Your next salary, I'm going to only pay it into a bank account. If you don't open a bank account, I'm not going to pay you. And before the salary day, almost, you don't want bank account, sharp. You know, I had to teach her. I had to take her to the bank myself and help her open one, etc. You know, same thing for our security guard, also didn't have a bank account, and they're living in Lagos, they're living in Lekki, you know. So it's not as if it's only people in like rural areas system really affect. You have a number of Nigerians who are unbanked, and I still don't have a clear answer from Central Bank about what's going to happen here. The CBN says it will make sure that the unbanked are protected. They've also asked the unbanked to go to the nearest CBN office to find out how they can deposit their cash. And I hear that and I'm a bit worried. You know, because CBN offices they can look very intimidating, you know, for the average person. You know, so what I'm going to do is beg someone from our news team to go to the CBN office and ask this question, because I find it odd that the CBN isn't just making the information public, you know? Why tell the unbanked to come to the central bank? Why not use that same press briefing to tell them how to convert their cash? I don't know. I have so many questions. And only CBN can really answer these questions. But if I were to guess, I would say that the CBN is planning to register the unbanked, give them BVNs, find some electronic way to give them value for their cash. You know, maybe the e-Naira. I don't know. I'm just guessing. please don't quote me. I'm guessing. Now, if I'm right, it means that over the next 2.5 months, the CBN is expecting to complete tens of millions of BVN registrations. Now, we saw what happened with NIN SIM integration. And I have to ask, because now is the time for everybody to be asking the tough questions, right? Questions like, how many people can banks process for BVNs in a day? What's the total capacity on the CBN side for BVN registration, for authentication? Because for all these new BVN registrations, CBN has to cross-check their database, you know, to make sure that they don't already have a BVN. So there's technical questions there that still need answers. Like I said, I'll beg someone from the newsroom to go to CBN and ask them these questions. So hopefully find someone from the CBN who can answer those questions for me, get them on hard facts and have them answer me directly. But that's the update on the Naira redesign. Do you think that those who don't have bank accounts, the CBN can cater to them in time? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. And yes, you can talk about our first story. Our first story gives you an update on what's happening with relief materials from the federal government to the affected states, the states that are affected by flooding. We've got WhatsApp too. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, hello, good evening, Sandra. Thanks for coming back.
Yes, good evening. What's your name?
My name is Sonny. I want...
Oh, no, that's unfortunate. Just as well, because your radio was on. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, you are welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, my name is Ekundayo. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Ekundayo.
Yeah, as per this issue of your bank populace, I think that it's a policy gap in the announcement of the CBN governor. No ordinary person can go inside the CBN.
Right.
I mean, and as an individual to say that, even to ask for information, they won't just answer you because they don't have the teller platform for that. So what I think is that these unbanked people, they will still have to exchange their old Naira notes at the commercial bank. You know, I think it makes, because I listened to your comment, you know, no ordinary person can walk into the central bank. I mean, it's not possible. But I think that the system will work itself out. They have to go to commercial banks. That's my comment.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How are you? What's your name, sir?
Oh, my name is Oluwasegun. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Oluwasegun from Ikorodu. Go ahead.
And you're welcome back.
Thank
really
you.
Really miss you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, concerning this CBN and the unbanked people, there's something that I really want to know. Did the central bank have their office at the each local government when they have these people to go to their offices and do something?
No, they don't.
Because for instance now, my village, I'm from Kogi, I'm affiliated to Ilokoja, where they have their offices. It's a lot distance and I don't think they're serious with what they are doing. I think you could find another way of helping these people out. God bless you.
Bless you as well. Thank you very much for calling. You know, the last caller said that you know, they should maybe go to commercial banks instead. But how will commercial banks give them value for their cash if they don't have bank accounts? Because the unbanked, it literally means they don't have bank accounts. They don't get bank account. You know, so does it mean that all the unbanked will have to open bank accounts? Is that what it's going to mean? Perhaps. I don't know. I don't have the answers. I'm not CBN. Now, of course, some people, some regular people can go to the CBN if you have an appointment or if they ask you to come, etc., etc. And they have asked these people to come. So I guess these ordinary people can go to the CBN, can enter the CBN. I'm just looking at, like, anyway, I don't want to speculate. I really don't want to. Let me come back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Uche.
Uche, welcome.
Yes. Calling from Suleri.
Welcome, Uche, from Suleri. Go ahead.
Yes, what I think that the CDN should do is to get this through the commercial bank, get this POS guys, this POS people, get them contracted, probably give them a license, a temporary license to work for that period.
Okay.
So people can go there, give them their money. When you give them the old cash, they have the responsibility of giving you
the new one,
new cash. But they have to be registered either through the commercial bank or whatever.
Okay.
Because they are the only people that can reach the unbanked, even in the rural areas.
Right. Right. Okay.
So they just go to the commercial bank.
Mm-hmm.
They will give their license for the period of time that they are going to run that exercise.
Mm.
So if you have like 50,000 naira, for example, you go there, give it to them, then they will not tell you when to come back and get the new cash. Or maybe probably they can give you the new cash immediately.
I see.
So they can work it out like that, because the POS guys are everywhere.
They really are. They really, really are. Thank you very much for calling. Now, I don't know about it working out in a way where they give you the cash and, you know, you collect the new cash from the POS guys, because all the old cash have to be in the bank by January 31st. So, you know, that's before the new cash starts coming out into the market. It's probably going to be a while. So I don't know, you know, maybe I don't know. The only way to know for sure, really, would be to have CBN in the studio with me, you know, to ask them these questions directly. Yinka, could we get CBN on the show for Wednesday? Can you get on that for me? Thank you. Okay. So let's see. Let's try and get CBN on the show for Wednesday on Balogun and Broad so that they can answer these questions for us, because I have way more questions than answers, and I don't like when I don't have answers for you. So let me try and get those who will have the answers for you live on the show. Now, before I take more of your calls, we have one final story. So let me bring that your way. Like I said, during the Big Three, we were going to talk about a number of things, right? So we first talked about how the federal government's flawed response has gone. Then we talked about the central bank's execution of the Naira redesign. Now let's talk about the Commissioner for Health here in Lagos saying that 6 in 10 government hospitals are in bad shape. 60% of Lagos hospitals run down. This is how he put it on Instagram. He said, quote, "A functional primary health center is the foundation of a vibrant healthcare system. And as part of the blueprint for the transformation of the medical infrastructure strategy in Lagos State, the Lagos State government has invested time to conduct a needs assessment on PHC infrastructure to provide evidence-based information for improvement. Lagos State has over 325 primary health centers with at least 60% not in a very desirable state. Lagos State government is currently putting plans in place to refurbish these facilities to cater for the health needs of Lagos residents. We currently have the blueprints, which will serve as the framework to transform all the primary health centers. Construction will commence soon, and we believe that over the next 3 to 4 years, the primary health centers will be transformed," end quote. Those are the words of the Commissioner for Health, Aki Abayomi. Now let's take a look at that statement for a bit, shall we? Let's walk through that statement. Remember that the Sanwo-Olu administration has been in office for 3 years, 5 months, and 15 days. So just half a month shy of 3.5 years. And after that long time, we still have, according to his commissioner, 60% of primary health care centers in an undesirable state. Should that be the case, in your opinion, after 3.5 years? Because remember, that H in Sanwo-Olu's themes agenda stands for healthcare. But Professor Bayomi says, hold on, there's a plan. Right now, the government has done needs assessment. Based on that needs assessment, they now know what needs to be done to fix these hospitals. But here's the question. Should it take 3.5 years to conduct a needs assessment on primary health care centers? Anyway, the need assessment is done. Time to implement, time to execute. Abayomi says it will take them 3 to 4 years to transform the primary health care centers. That's another term. So it sounds like the health commissioner is saying that it took them one term to assess the needs of the health center. It will take them another term to fix it. Do you accept this timeline? 0700-993-993-993 for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190. What are the primary healthcare centers like in your part of Lagos? I got my COVID vaccine from the Buefon Primary Healthcare Center, and let me tell you, it looked terrible. It was flooded. There was construction going on within the health center. There were barely any chairs. It did not look great at all. At all. How about you, the primary healthcare centers in your part of Lagos? What do they look like? What are they like? Have you seen work on them by the state government in the past 3.5 years? Like I said, the one that is in Ebuefon, there's construction going on. They seem to be building a new house, like a new structure of sorts. What do you think about Abayomi saying that 60% of primary healthcare centers are in bad shape? After almost a full term in office, 0700-993-993-993. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
My name is Emmanuel. Sandra, welcome back.
Thank you.
Sandra, I miss you.
Oh, I missed you too, Emmanuel.
Sandra, see, I don't want to speak grammar this afternoon. Let me forget grammar and speak our pidgin.
Oh, yes,
please. See, they robbed me for... I was robbed at Ijeora on Friday around 9 p.m.
Ooh.
You know, Eko Beach is blocked because of the epileptic work they are doing there.
Yes.
So everybody is using, if you are coming from the island, you want to connect through to Surulere, you will use the Ijeora to connect back to Eko Bridge. Three cars were smashed, like they would just come from behind, smash your front, passenger side door.
No.
And they even shot my glass.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
Please, Sandra, I don't understand. Maybe all of us will go and get gone.
No.
Before you shoot me, I shoot you.
Oh.
We are going to that stage. So at night, I'm just putting out everybody passing that route. You be very, very careful. Lagos is not supposed to make provision for security for that addicts. Since you know that's where people are passing through.
Right.
I think sometimes the government are romancing all these criminals.
Right.
That's what I think, Sandra. Thank you.
Thank you, Emmanuel, for calling. It's interesting because on the day I left Lagos, I passed through that underbridge area, that Eko underbridge. It was so dark. And then you had one young man who blocked the road and made us pass another Nkoro, another like small tiny road that was barely motorable, and charged us 200 naira to pass there. We're like, why are we paying these 200 naira? I say, for the road you're about to pass. And my guy just lock up, come off face. And we got the feeling that if we didn't pay that 200 naira, this man will agree make we pass for here, and it will cause a whole thing. It was in the night, it was around 8 or 9, and I'd heard all the stories about Eko Bridge and the robberies that happened there. And I said, see, today is not the day to test the devil. You know, so we just gave him the 200 and we passed. Where is that 200 naira going from? On what authority, on whose authority does that young man, collect the 200 naira, you know? So I told myself, look, when I come back, I'm going to do a story about that entire situation. But it is quite sad, and I'm really terribly sorry that Emmanuel was robbed and the other passengers who got robbed on that day. My driver was so worried about passing that route. Na Google Maps tell us we will pass there, say traffic no day there, you know. And the boat driver was telling me, madam, this place they rob a lot too, you know. I had to hide my phone under my chair. I had to hide my passport in another place in case they snatch my bag from the window. Like, how can you be living like this in a mega city? Oh, 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
How are you, sir? What's your name?
Sandra Sopolochukwu Ezekwesili.
Who know my full name like this?
I say, thank God that you did not japa, you japa that. You know, the people are using japa, japa, japa. So me, I said, what is the opposite of japa is japa dad.
Japa dad. Okay. All right.
That is, you ran out and you came back. Japa dad.
Thank you for teaching me that one. Japa dad.
Yeah.
What's your name,
you're
sir?
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you. What's your name?
It's good to hear your voice again.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, oh, that's it. Okay, bye-bye. We've got Jibril Alabi joining us over Skype. Hi, Jibril, how are you? Hello, Jibril.
Hello, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hi, Sandra, how are you?
I'm very well. Yes, sir.
The last time you called from US, I was wondering when you were complaining about 8 degrees, and it was like minus 20 where I was.
You see, it was people like you that I was talking about. Yes, we know that one is the worst. But leave it for me. Thank you.
Well, 8 degrees is a lot compared to what we know. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Anyways, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your voice off the phone is like, it's a different show. It's been a good show, but yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, about the CBN thing, I think it's a simple case. I think it's an opportunity for us to even back more people down, right?
Right.
Because there's something I know they call access to basic banking for just anybody. So for those that have cash, I know Nigeria had that. I don't remember exactly how it was
right
again. But I know there's something like access to basic banking. Mm-hmm. Just like something general everywhere in the world. So if this is an opportunity for them to bring their cash in the bank, get an account open for them with some very basic requirements. And this way you can even report things better, like the way we report what goes in and out of our economy, positively better. So it's an opportunity, we should take it. No POS, anything. Let them bring one to the bank.
And put it in the bank, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Okay, thank you, and have a good day.
You too. Welcome thank back. You very much for calling, Jibril, and it's good to be back. Thank you. 99.3, hello. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Let me take a look at messages on WhatsApp now, because we've got just a little time before we have to take a break. This message here says, thank God Sandra is back. I missed you like Kilode. Oh, I missed you too. The best healthcare government hospital I've seen in Lagos is Ogudu Primary Healthcare Center. Very beautiful. Very neat. They even take deliveries, though not advisable, if you know that you're expecting a big baby. Okay. Ifanyi from Bagada says, do you know that Bagada General Hospital is just a glorified hospital? It's only the front that is fine, but inside is an eyesore. Smells all around. The COVID-19 center is even finer than the main general hospital itself. This is pathetic to say. Ifanyi, thank you for your comment. This message here says, there will be no much problems like what happened in 1984 Naira redesign that lasted less than a month. Now we're more developed than that era. Let the government of every level help the unbanked citizens. All right, Ken. This message is from Olatunde Imoe. Olatunde says, the CBN should instruct microfinance banks to collect cash from unbanked citizens and contract POS agents to do the same within this period. All right, Olatunde. This message says, by now, the new redesigned notes should be in circulation. Or have you seen the new notes? I've not seen with my eyes. Babatunde Fasanya with that message there. I've not seen it either. We've got Emmanuel from Lekki who says, it's as simple as telling the unbanked to deposit their money with the POS operators so the POS operators can deposit it in their own bank and help get the new notes. But I see room for magumagu inside that one, you know. Except, of course, you know, there has to be some sort of, okay, well, I'm depositing it with you. You give me some sort of, like, receipt. And then when you have the new notes, you know that you're owing me new notes and I'll come and collect the new notes. But I'm seeing room for error inside that one, oh, because you have middlemen involved and it's not exactly bank, you know. I don't know. We've got Abe from Isolo who says, there's no way the CBN will mop up trillions of Naira in a few months. It is virtually improbable. except time is extended by 9 months to 1 year. Okay. Well, remember I told you that when the U.S. wanted to redesign their own dollars, it took them 2 years. There was none of this rush that we're doing now. So, you know, perhaps in Nigerian fashion, we're going to do the bitty rush thing first, and then we'll just revert to like a more sensible, okay, you know what, just bring it anyhow, anyway, in a way. We'll see what happens. We'll keep you updated as the months mosey on along. January, no too far like that again. Anyways, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Stay here. Chikudi Ezugu will be here pretty soon to bring you Checkpoint. After Checkpoint, let's talk on today's Big Hard Fact. On the Big Hard Fact today, there's so much happening in the political world. PDP and APC are trading words over Tinubu's alleged criminal record in America. We'll talk about Labour Party's accusation of thuggery by other parties. Kwankwaso says he will pay salaries without borrowing. All of that is coming your way from 5 p.m. Make sure you're here when it happens. I'm S. Ezekwesili on social media. Sandra Ezekwesili everywhere. Don't go away.